And let's remember one of the Americans who gave everything in Iraq, Army Sergeant Jay Moon, died on Christmas Day when a roadside bomb struck his patrol unit in Baghdad. Two other soldiers were killed in that attack. NPR's Jack Zahora visited Moon's home in Levittown, Pennsylvania.
Jay Moon's friends say he cooked great Korean food, liked to smoke cigarettes, and always looked for a good time. Jenna and Georgia Lim met him in Denver, where his unit was based, and fondly recall one time when the 21-year-old drank a bit too much at a party.
He had a beer in one hand and, I don't know, something else in his other hand, and he just fell asleep like that, and it was the funniest thing ever. And then we woke him up,
and then he's like, okay, who wants to have another beer? And he just be like, just the party just never ended with him. Yeah.
His childhood friend Alice Nam says in high school, Moon was constantly goofing off. But then he graduated, joined the Army, and quickly matured, she says, as he patrolled the border in his homeland of South Korea. Then in 2005, the Army sent him to Iraq.
I knew, like, you know, he had trouble sleeping and, like, adjusting from, like, becoming, like, a civilian into becoming a soldier. And then coming back home on, like, block leave and becoming a civilian again was just, like, really hard on him. And after he left for the Army, he came back, and he came back a man and, like, a leader.
The Army called Moon for a second tour of duty in October. His family worried about his safety. But then his father, young Moon, got a call from his son on Christmas Eve. He told his father he was doing well.
That is my family Christmas present, because my son was okay. He is good. After that day, Christmas Day, around 3 o'clock, two soldiers have been coming. They say, "I'm sorry, your son has been died."
In the Moon household outside Philadelphia is a memorial to the fallen soldier. A day after the funeral, a steady flow of visitors, many of Korean descent, come into the house and lay out flowers. They stare into the pictures of Moon in his military uniform and bow in respect. His mother, Ki Moon, sits in an armchair, weeping, as her daughter consoles her. And then among the flow of visitors, a man wearing a military uniform enters, carrying a bouquet of flowers. He is Staff Sergeant Daniel Escamilla, Moon's squad leader from his tour of South Korea.
On behalf of my battalion commander and the sergeant major, I present you with these flowers.
Ki Moon walks over and embraces him for several moments. They both sit and hold each other's hands and reminisce. Escamilla recalls that he was so impressed with Moon's performance that he made him a team leader in charge of three other soldiers of higher ranking. Ki Moon nods and smiles, but her eyes once again grow sullen as she looks over to her son's war medals.
You get a lot of things, but I don't need a hero.
Yeah.
I need my son, you know that? You understand?
I do.
I need my son, not this one, you know?
As much as you needed them, we need them too.
On the website myspace.com, Jay Moon wrote about being a good soldier and that his family was most important to him. He also wrote that his goal in life was to go to Iraq and come back alive. But now young Moon sits cross-legged on the floor of his living room. He looks at his son's picture. He says now his son will continue to grow up in his memory. Jack Zahora, NPR News.